You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment or spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. I want you to note in this passage two people that served. In verse 2, the Bible says, and Martha served. But that was all we heard about her. We just heard that she served. But you see, Mary also served. But Mary's service was on Jesus. Mary's service was underneath the table. The Bible says, then took Mary a pound of ointment or spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus. Mary served at the feet of Jesus. Mary served under the table where she was not seen, and yet her service was costly. She was giving something that is extremely costly, that even the disciples, they queried her, that why are you spending so much? But did you know that that service was done underneath the table? But it was the service that filled the whole house. For we read in verse 3 that, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. There was nowhere you are in that house that you will not feel the service. The service was on Jesus, but it touched everybody in the house. If you truly want a service that will touch everybody, that service must be done only on Jesus. You may not be seen. You may not be known. But I tell you, if that service you are rendering is directly on Jesus, if it is under the table, it will fill the house. So you know what happened? Everybody will now want to trace, where is this odor coming from? But the person doing it was quietly at the feet of Jesus under the table, but her service was affecting the entire body. Don't shy away from serving under the table. Don't shy away from doing very quietly things that you may never get known for. Things that people may never know that you are the one behind it. Don't be shy. That was the kind of service that Mary rendered, and it filled the house. It could be very, very costly. And that is why you must know Jesus. Because people will think that it is a waste. They may think you are even wasting your life. It is one thing for them to think that you are wasting your resources. But how much more when they even think that you are wasting your life? How can you be wasting your life quietly in a place like this? Don't let anyone discourage you from serving Jesus under the table. Those services, they carry capacity to fill the entire house. They carry the capacity to affect the entire body of Christ. I want to tell you, some of the services that may have benefited you today, there are some people quietly behind it that we may never know. In those days when I was much younger, they used to send us Daily Bread and Voice of Truth, Word Bible School. In those days, I was doing Word Bible School by correspondent, and I think I did it like twice. All those resources were sent to us free of charge. They were like our first contact of the knowledge of the Bible. But did you know that some people paid for it and we will never probably meet those people in life. But the service that they have done is filling the house around the world today. They themselves may not even know that the odor they are perceiving may have even come from their own lives. They may not even know. Brethren, don't shy away from a service that is expensive and that is underneath the table. Just ensure that it is on Jesus. You are not doing it to be known. You are not doing it for any reward. You are just simply serving Jesus. What do you think Mary was looking for? Do you know she didn't do that because, she was looking for a husband, or because she was looking for breakthrough, or because she was looking for a child, or because she was looking for anything? Did you know that she simply loved Jesus and she was ready to serve Jesus quietly, expensively, under the table? But that service, it filled the whole house. Don't shy away from those quiet service. You may just be cleaning chairs. You may just be the one that comes early to arrange things. People may not see you. People may not know you. You may be the one laboring quietly in a village, in a place that nobody knows you. Even other preachers may be mocking you that you are in the village. You may be the one God has put resources in your hand to quietly finance his work. Don't shy away just because it's a quiet service. Nobody hears about you. Don't shy. Just ensure that that service is unto Jesus and at the feet of Jesus, and it will fill the house. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.